It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman nearly loses her sight after going 25 years without removing her mascara.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Brought to you in part by Avista.
Avista.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And R&R RV.
Okay. Producer Steve, you are not necessarily passionate about a lot of things. Like, we'll ask you what you think of stuff, and you're kind of usually like, yeah, it's okay. I like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But you came in with a hot take the other day.
Oh, wow.
And
I did.
I cannot let it go.
Okay.
And I want to do a better job of pleasing you.
Oh,
wow. Because you said, my favorite food is?
Oh, watermelon.
Jay.
Yeah, he did say that.
This is great. His favorite food is watermelon. We both love watermelon.
They do, yeah.
And we need to do a better job of getting watermelon. I've been a slacker at it this year. Last summer, I was watermelon all the time. I would just constantly buy one, have it sliced up in the fridge all the time.
Yeah.
And I have not been doing it this year nearly enough. I saw one yesterday and I thought I should get that. But the problem was I was on my way to a meeting. And so then I'm like in that same grocery store. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird if I have a watermelon with me.
That would be great. You sit down at the meeting and there's just a watermelon
there's
on the table.
And my watermelon. This is my assistant, Mr. Watermelon.
Mr. Melon.
Uh-huh.
It'll go perfect with your briefcase.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Your plastic bag briefcase.
Thank you, Steve. Well, Steve, what do you do when you are craving that watermelon? Do you just go buy one that's all pre-sliced up? Do you buy the big watermelon and slice it? How do you do this?
I usually buy the pre-sliced.
Yes.
And usually it's, prior proper planning. So I get in advance, like when I go shopping over the weekend or something.
You'll get the thing I want.
Yeah.
Which, those are great. They're so convenient, but they are expensive.
Yep.
You get a whole watermelon for $6, or you can get,
a little container for $6.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's about right.
So I was like, I'm going to learn how to cut watermelon, do better with it, and I have gotten a lot better, so it makes it more fun to do. But do you know how to pick a watermelon? I always remember one thing about picking watermelons.
Knocking on it?
Jay, that's all I know. You thump your melon.
Mm-hmm.
Give your melon a little thump.
And see if you can hear the ocean.
That is correct. When you knock on a watermelon, what do you remember? Do you know what you're supposed to be listening for, Jay?
I don't know.
See,
I have no idea.
Me too. I think I knock on it and I have no idea what it means.
I'll just do the thing where it's like, you pick it up and you go, yeah, shake it. Knock on it, smell it. Sometimes you just take your tongue and you lick the rind a little bit to see if that looks great in the middle of the grocery store. You're like, this will be a tasty one.
That's something you would never even consider.
Heavens no,
thinking
stop.
Of the germs on a watermelon.
How great would that be, though, at the grocery store? You just pick it up out of the big bin and you're standing there and you're licking the rind on the outside and then you're like, nope, not that one. Grab another
That's
one.
That's not it.
Nope, not that one.
I don't know. It seems like it's yours whether you want it or not.
A ripe melon will sound
you
hollow.
You lick it, you bought it.
Hollow and rumbly. That's what we're looking for.
Hollow and rumbly, like do, my stomach
do,
right
do,
now.
Do. Yep. A unripe one will sound solid and thick. Oh. That's what you want to stay away from. Now, here's the other things that we should look for. I do remember this one in the past, but I never remember what it's supposed to be, that they say look for the field spot. This is where the watermelon was
where it
in
sat
contact
on the ground?
With the ground.
Oh, I see.
Look for an orange or yellow spot to maximize flavor. I do. That is one thing that I always remember. I'm always like, oh, it looks kind of uglier with that spot, but I think that's supposed to make it better.
Tabitha just sent a graphic that has all the things on how to pick a watermelon.
Oh, she has a graphic?
Yeah. Orange field spot, full of flavor. White field spot, little or no taste.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's how it works for like honeydew and cantaloupe, too.
That could be, Steve. They're all melons.
Welcome to Melon Talk on the Jay and Kevin Show.
They also say this. Look for webbing.
Webbing,
scaly brown dots or scars on the exterior of the melon are a sign of flavor. Why? I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
It's from bees pollinating the blossom. And the more pollen equals more flavor.
Hmm.
So again, that's the watermelon that might look a little uglier because it has brown dots and scars on the exterior. Sure. And you're thinking, well, I don't know if I want that one. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's got a great personality.
The bees pollinate it, Steve.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, it must be working. I'll also find one that is not shiny. The shinier means the melon is unripe. It's a lot of stuff to know to get a watermelon.
It really is. I feel like you could just, I don't know, take your chances.
And then this I thought was completely false, but they're saying, according to experts, choose the round ones. A round watermelon is more flavorful than an oval or oblong one.
Welcome to Watermelon Talk.
Why so serious?
I don't know. I felt like we were pretty serious. We were pretty serious about the watermelons there. Round with webbing and an orange field spot. Is that correct? Was I paying close enough attention?
Well, yeah, and then thump it.
And thump it.
And make sure that it sounds hollow.
Yeah, hollow and rumbly, I think you
and
said.
And make sure it's not shiny.
So a dull... Oh, it's just like... The duller the melon, the sweeter the taste?
I think that is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't forget, the ugly ones on the outside with the webbing and scars have great personalities. Producer Steve.
Oh, man. I would just love it if we sent Steve and then we videoed from a distance and everybody who came up to get a watermelon, he could just be like watermelon guy. You know, like, hey, whoa. You didn't just grab that out randomly and take it and put it in your cart, did you?
What if we sent him to the store this morning to get a watermelon?
Watermelon expert.
And have him do all of these things and try to pick the best one.
I'm not licking a watermelon.
Not licking it.
That was a bad choice.
Yes.
Although, you want to talk about great looks from people.
Oh, how fast before they stopped you?
Hopefully immediately.
Please don't do that.
It's not a sucker, sir. Please put the watermelon down.
Do not do that.
I really don't want to get banned from any place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't lick the watermelons. Do you think you could pick a good one?
Hmm.
I mean, you would benefit. You'd bring it back. I'd cut it up for you.
I mean, you could say, hey, you want to have it like, you know, uniform size, not an oblong watermelon because that's watery and you want an orange field spot. And you could also get one that's just like me, sort of dull.
Also great news about watermelon juice. If you guys need one more reason to go get watermelon.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Kevin.
An amino acid found in watermelon juice has been found to lead to weight loss. The study found that rats fed either low-fat or high-fat diets that were supplemented with the amino acid that is in watermelon juice over a 12-week period decreased their body fat by over 60%.
Oh, my.
Mm.
By doing nothing different other than drinking watermelon juice.
Isn't watermelon juice water?
Of course you'd think that.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I pulled out a white dress shirt that I had not worn probably 7 years, maybe more.
Okay.
And I shared the picture
with
you
already. It's like 20% of your life, so you know.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
The thing is, it's no longer white. It's kind of more of a beige.
Right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
This is one of those that I had to cut a lot of it out. But I got it down to where I think we can do it on the air. But I will add a few little notes. My husband and I have been married for 7 years. she said that things have been great. They have a great relationship. But there is a woman in his office who is a few years younger, and she apparently got her job because she used to fool around with the boss, who is older. One of the other wives filled me in about the story of her, and that was right when my husband got a job there. I've seen her at events, and she is so flirty. And I have told him, I do not like her. You need to stay away from her. He has said, well, you know, there's no proof that the story about the boss is even true, and she seems very nice. But I've made it clear. I don't like her. Stay away. Well, now I find out that she recently had a small accident with her car, and she called him for help. And not only did he go help her, he gave her a ride home. He didn't tell me about it, and I saw an email from her to him on his computer thanking him for helping her and saying that she wanted to go do lunch one day to say thanks. I'm livid. And when I confronted him and asked him, you know, what happened? He said, well, what was I supposed to do? It was during work. She is a coworker who needed help, and I didn't know what else to do. I said, well, you could have sent someone else to go help her. And he never should have been in a car with her or taking her home. He says, I'm being crazy and unreasonable. I know he didn't cheat with her or anything like that, but this is how things with a woman like that start. Am I right to be upset?
509-441-0999 is the Rungi Furniture studio line. You can call or text.
You know when you read certain emails, you get a tone of it?
Right.
And that one, and again, I had to trim a lot of it out.
Sure.
But it was, it just felt like it had fire on it. Actual fire.
Okay. Wow, that's intense.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Who, the coworker?
Okay.
She might be. That could be part of the problem.
Okay,
oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that was funny. I mean, you know, I mean, if it was, if you helped her, why didn't you just say you helped her?
That, well, let me cover that, Jay. Let's go down here to Hillbilly Seth, who has made a comment on it. Lots of comments on this one already.
I imagine, yeah.
Maybe he didn't tell you because, oh, I don't know. He knew you'd overreact.
Okay.
Which is 100% why he didn't tell her, right?
Sure.
Because he knew he was going to be in trouble. He knew he would be in trouble. So it's like, that's why I'm not, well, I'm not going to tell her. It just happened at work. I'm hoping it just goes away.
Christina.
Yes.
What do you think?
1,000% he is wrong.
1,000% he's wrong. Yeah.
He's wrong. And it's a woman's intuition, let me tell you.
I mean, if he just says, let's say he helps her, okay? And then when he comes home, he says, well, you're probably going to be mad, but so-and-so had the accident and I went and helped her. Is that just as bad or?
Yeah. Just, I mean, the fact that he didn't say anything about it, that is, yeah, that's a no-no.
That's bad, yeah.
1,000%.
Okay.
And yeah. It's one of those.
A woman knows. Like, we know. We get a feeling. We know when a person, when someone else of the opposite sex to our husband, we know when someone is flirty or someone has that. You can just feel it.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing she got in an accident on purpose.
I don't think she did all that.
Oh, dang it. Come on. I wanted Christina to agree with me so bad. I was like, I think she did too, Jay.
Maybe she was BSing and she really didn't get in an accident.
Yeah, well, that's... There we go. Christina, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good day. See you. It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing... So here's the deal. He didn't cheat on her or anything. Like
right.
She says, I know that. I know you didn't cheat. But it's that fine line of, okay, the husband will say, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, why are you not trusting me? Well, the reason I don't trust you is because I set a boundary that I wanted you to follow to stay away from her, and then you didn't follow it. So,
and you didn't tell me.
Yeah, and so I think that's where it really gets a little... I mean, everyone on Facebook is saying, yeah, dude, you shouldn't do this. Then there's a few other on the other side that say, you know, do you trust your husband? If you trust him and you know he loves you, then you should not be worried about anything. And you are way over the top with your reaction. There's that angle.
I wonder if there would be a difference if this was a couple who had been married like an extremely long period of time, a short period of time, or if it was a couple who was just dating, if that affects like the time of how long you've been together and the relationship level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yes, certainly. Yeah. I think if it was a short relationship, it'd be very different. But you've been married 7 years.
Yeah.
You probably should have it figured out.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
By the way, they say is the that's the trouble spot.
The itch. They need to, you just over communicate like crazy. That would probably help.
Kayla does say this. Whoa, a woman like that, huh? LOL. A woman like what? Like a woman you heard a rumor about?
Yeah.
And you're still, yeah, I mean, that does make a lot of sense. We don't know anything. I like the suggestion here. A lot of people are saying, yes, tell your husband to go to lunch with her. And you go with, and you have a conversation, and maybe you either change your mind about her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you 100% confirm,
you confirm
everything.
It. Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
You're just like, yeah, dude, you are never, just stay away from her.
Yeah. And order some extra guac or something.
Right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you think Steve has the thing where if you tell him something to do, he will automatically not do it? Do you think that might be it?
That could be.
Steve, do you not like being told what to do or not like being told what to do by Kevin?
Kevin James.
Is this a trick question?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Entertainment news, by the way, brought to you by Amco, AAMCO. Also, don't forget you can check out the podcast, the Jay and Kevin Show podcast, wherever you get those podcasts. Oh. You can listen whenever you want.
It is free of charge.
Absolutely.
It is commercial free as well.
Yeah.
You can just go on, listen to all the talky talk each and every day. Anytime that you want to. That's kind of the cool part of it.
Yeah.
And do us a favor. Would you please subscribe to it? That means it's going to give you all the new episodes.
Yep,
and you can see it. And rate it if you would like. No, not a, even if you don't like, just rate it.
Rate and review, baby. So we like.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. Entertainment news. Well, unfortunately, Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys passed away. I don't know if you saw that story.
I did. That was very sad.
He'd been sick. He had ALS, and so complications of ALS. He was 76 years old. And then I saw Ernest is going to take a little break. Off the road he goes.
Oh. He's supposed to be here.
He should make that. I mean, he's going to take about a month off, so that would put it at the beginning of August. He's not here till the 16th, I believe, at the North Idaho Fair. He just said, I'm going to take about a month off to reset and spend some time at home with my family. And Kevin, we have talked about this part before. So his son, Ryman, like the theater, is now at the age where every time I leave home, he keeps asking, are you leaving? Why are you leaving?
Oh, yeah, that's gut-wrenching.
So he's like, I just can't stand hearing him ask for daddy through phone calls anymore. I mean, I need to be around for a bit, and then I'll go back out on the road.
Maybe Ernest not at the stage where he can take the whole family on the road
maybe,
all the time.
Maybe, yeah.
And, I mean,
yeah.
That's one of those things that I think you... Seems like an easy solution, but I don't know that it always financially works out for everybody.
Yeah. Well, he was just overseas. He'd been like he was in London for quite a while. So, you know, that's even harder. It's not like, oh, I'm in, you know, North Idaho and I'm going to get a quick flight back to Nashville to spend some time with my son.
No, you're not.
That would be really hard to do. And it's completely understandable. It's the careful what you wish for thing.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, especially when you imagine you're gone like to London for, and I can't remember how long he was gone, let's say a month. And your three-year-old changes a lot in a month, so you know, take a break, then get back at it. So anyway, that's what he's going to do.
Shania Twain is in the news. Shania's still out doing shows, doing her thing.
Yeah.
And someone was asking her, what do you do? What's your pre-game ritual? You know, before you go out on stage,
right?
What do you do to get ready? And she says, well, I love to warm up for my gigs by bouncing on a trampoline.
Wait, what?
She says she gets ready for performances.
Like one of those little mini tramps travels with her?
Jumping up and down on a mini tramp.
No. Are you kidding me?
I travel with it a lot. I jump on it, and it drops the vocals.
It drops the vocals.
It just lets everything go. I need that little bit of space for a mini trampoline to set it up and do my jumping before a show.
Kevin, How has, I mean, she must run a very tight ship, because how has a video,
I don't know,
of Shania on a trampoline been leaked somewhere along?
It makes me not believe it, right?
I mean,
I don't mind it.
What is she warming up vocally to?
But I'm going to look for Shania on a trampoline.
You're on a work computer. What are you Googling? Shania Twain bouncing on a trampoline? Is that what you're Googling?
Are you doing images or news or
videos?
Which one are you doing?
All the stories saying that she does this.
That's crazy. I've never heard that before.
That is interesting, though.
And I wonder if she maybe just started doing it later in her career.
It's possible. It drops the vocals.
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, I'm assuming it makes her... Oh, there it is.
You found a video?
Wait, is that her? Is that... It says Shania Twain workout, trampoline fitness, and family dance workout. That's a lot of words.
That is a
lot. That's not her.
Does she have her own video?
No, that can't be her. That's just, I think that's just maybe what she does. It just shows these people doing jumping jacks on a mini trampoline.
Oh, yeah, and they're probably just
and then they're marching.
Using Shania music or something.
Yeah, that's got to be it. Yeah.
Putting her name in there to try to sell their trampoline videos.
Right.
Or trampolines.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Kevin. There's a workout that says Shania Twain trampoline.
This has got to be great for trampoline salesmen.
Probably. Steve, your voice is very high.
No.
And sometimes it gets really high. I think you need to drop the vocals. Would you be able to?
Oh.
If we brought in a mini tramp, would you do it every morning?
Sure. If you bought it, I'll bounce on it.
I guess you could still buy them somewhere, right?
I'm sure that you can.
Yeah, maybe at the magic shop.
That's where Steve thinks you get everything. Is that a magic shop?
Is that wrong?
Yeah,
I think that is incorrect.
Yeah. It's right by the what was it we were talking about?
Yep.
That was your word, Steve.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was. Slingshots. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah.
It's right by the slingshots.
$35, Kevin.
I was going to say, I see one for $35. That's a pretty small one.
Well, we don't have a lot of room.
And then there's a 38-inch one. We don't need that. Yeah, let's go with the smaller one, Jay.
Okay.
We can pick up one today at Dick's Sporting Goods, 36-inch. $49.
That's bigger than my TV, but less expensive.
That is bigger than your TV.
I can just imagine we put that up over here where the cubicles are, and Steve's over there just bouncing up and down and marching. Jumping jacks on the mini trampoline, that's going to take some skill. I don't know if I'd do that.
Yeah,
day
I don't
one.
Know jumping jacks. I think just basic. Oh, you know what, though? There is a 3-foot indoor, outdoor, foldable baby trampoline that has a handle on it. Maybe that's what we'll get him.
Is there a weight limit on that thing?
Let's see, Jay.
This one has a 330-pound weight limit.
It's like one of those working desks or walking desks.
Yeah, right, like the little treadmill desk. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. What do they call those? Treadmill desks? Is that what they call them? I mean,
whatever, yeah.
This thing is cute.
Stand-up desks, walking desk, yeah.
Elevate your child's fitness journey.
Well, he's not a child.
Kid's trample.
All right, I'm sorry.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Kevin James.
Yeah. Kevin, you're a sick man.
Why am I so sick?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
At last check, there are a few tickets left for the cruise tomorrow night on Lake Coeur d'Alene. A beautiful Lake Coeur d'Alene cruise tomorrow. It's a little bit cooler. The heat advisory stops today, so that's good timing. I mean, it's going to be warm, but by the time the sun starts to go down, it is going to be spectacular. So
it will be a great night.
If you would still like to jump on board, you can just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999, and you can come along with us.
I will be wearing my two-piece. What will you be wearing, Steve?
Your two-piece?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like suit?
No.
It's sort of a suit, yeah.
My swimsuit.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. That's weird.
I guess you'll just have to show up and see what everybody's wearing. It'll be great.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a surprise, Kevin.
All right, let's do it.
It's time for Pick Your Poison.
So many prizes to give away. We're just going to let you choose which one you want. 509-441-0999. Here's what you'll be able to choose from. Frozen, the Broadway musical.
Frozen, Broadway musical.
It's coming up on July 24th. I don't know. Is there an echo in here? Megan Maroney tickets.
Megan Maroney.
At the Pavilion in Riverfront Park on Friday.
What'll be hotter, the weather or her?
And then Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. You
five
decide.
$1,000 to Cabela's.
Wow. So helpful.
Those are good prizes.
Thanks, Kev. Jay and Kevin show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Wes.
Wes, how are you, sir?
Good. How about you?
Very good. Thank you. Wes, do you have a friend that you... He's funny, but then sometimes they're just annoying?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I think everybody does if they actually think about it.
That's probably very
that's so
true.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I love him, but in small doses, yeah.
Yeah.
Wes, what do you do for a living?
I am a carpenter.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yep, so this heat is not my friend right now.
No joke. What do you have to do today?
Working on framing up some walls today and getting ready to put a roof on.
Oh, geez.
So you're out in it all day.
Yeah. But we'll probably knock off early today and get an earlier start again tomorrow.
Yeah. My son has been working. Both my boys have been working early. They've been, got to be to work at 6 a.m. And they're like, why is the traffic so heavy at 5 o'clock? I'm like, because everybody's trying to get in early and get out early.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Wes, which one of these do you think you're interested in if you're going to pick your prize here? The Frozen Broadway musical tickets, the Megan Maroney tickets at Riverfront Park on Friday, or enter to win the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree?
How about the Frozen tickets?
No way. Okay. All right. Hold on for 1 second. We'll get you all lined up, okay?
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Wes. Appreciate you calling. All right, hold on for a second. Would you have guessed Wes was going to be the Frozen Broadway musical?
They listen to that stuff out on the job site all the time, and I guarantee you Wes is going to take another carpenter with him and go to the Frozen musical. Don't stereotype people, Jay.
I wasn't. That's wrong. I actually didn't. I just said I was surprised he took that.
Mm-hmm.
Riley.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. What you up to?
Just driving to work.
What do you do, Riley?
I do office stuff.
Office stuff.
Office stuff.
Riley, does your office have weird stuff laying around it like our office does? We walked around it today, took a look. There's some very unusual things in our office.
Yeah, probably. It's been around for a while, so there's some old stuff in there.
That's the other thing, yeah. Stuff that should be thrown away a long time ago.
Does office stuff ever include maybe shopping for something on Amazon?
Possibly.
I mean, everybody's office is that. Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. You don't have stuff delivered to the office, though, for you, do you, Riley, or do you?
No.
It seems like you're giving it away.
Riley, how's the air conditioning in your building? Because I hear people talk about their buildings all the time where it's like one area will be freezing, one area will be hot. Mm. What is your situation?
Yeah, no, we have a small office, and the air conditioner's from many years ago, so it's not keeping up great.
Oh, no.
So it's a little hot.
Yeah.
Which is better, to be like a little warm or where it's just like feels like it's like 60?
Oh, 60. I'll put on a jacket.
Yeah, right. That's the one. Because you can only take off so much at the office. I don't think exactly. I think they might be against that other stuff. So,
yes.
Riley, which one of these prizes are you going to choose today? Again, let me recap it for you. We still have another pair of the tickets to Frozen, the musical, Broadway musical. Megan Maroney Friday at Riverfront Park, or qualify you for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. Which one are you thinking?
I would love the Megan Maroney ticket.
Megan Maroney on Friday at Riverfront Park. Going to be a fun show. Looking forward to that. That's, of course, in the Pavilion. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening and for calling. Being brave enough to call, as they say. One more, Kevin?
We got one prize left. Let's see if they won it.
Alexa?
Yeah, this is her.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'll speak for myself. I'm great. Kevin, how are you?
Good.
I'm solid.
He's solid. Steve?
I'm just chilling.
Okay. Well, there's your answers, Alexa. I'm sure you're glad he asked.
I am very glad I asked.
Alexa, what is your current non-alcoholic beverage of choice during the summer heat wave?
Lemonade.
Oh, that's a good call.
Oh, lemonade. Do you like the frozen lemonades?
No, because they water down too quickly. I like those packets that you get in the boxes that you just add to your water.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those are great.
I forgot about those.
Man, you're right. A frozen lemonade is so good for a minute.
Yeah.
And then you try to keep drinking it, and you either give yourself a brain freeze.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you have to let it set, and then it gets watered down.
Yep.
Alexa, when's the last time you had a popsicle?
Yesterday.
Oh, I love this girl. Woman. Are you kidding me right now?
Yes.
A strawberry popsicle, too. So good.
What kind?
Strawberry.
Oh, strawberry. Ooh,
okay.
Oh. I got to remember. Do you want, guys, if I buy popsicles, do you want regular popsicles or Otter Pops? Steve, what do you vote for?
Ooh, Otter Pops because they're less messy.
That might be a good call. Kevin?
Wait.
I don't think it matters for Kevin. They both can be messy, but what's your
right, I was just going to say, which one did he say was less messy?
Otter Pops, he said, less messy.
Than a popsicle.
Are they not?
No.
Well, if they melt, the liquid is contained inside plastic, right. So that's why the Otter Pops probably less messy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But I feel like I've made a bigger mess with Otter Pops when they start to melt, and then it drips out or whatever.
Final answer, Alexa. Which one's less messy, an Otter Pop or a popsicle?
I'm going to have to go with the Otter Pop is less messy, but they always get the side of your lips, man.
I'm telling you what, yeah. If you get a small plastic cut on the inside of your mouth like that, oh, wow.
True, true, true.
Yeah, my day's over at that point. No lemonade for me.
Right. Yeah, you better not eat chips either, or you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, Alexa, which
my
one of these?
Summer's out the window.
Yeah, right. Yeah, be very careful with those things. They're dangerous. They shouldn't be trusted to children. Which one of these prizes would you like? We still have a pair of these tickets to Frozen, the Broadway musical. We have Megan Maroney tickets, or you can qualify for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree. Which one would you prefer?
Can I have the Megan Maroney ticket?
You certainly can. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll get you set up for that. Thank you. Hold on for 1 second, Alexa. Very nicely done. There goes three nice people with three great prizes. So,
ooh.
I am going to go buy one or the other, either the popsicles or the Otter Pops, and just put them in the freezer here so we have them.
That's a great idea. I'm happy to have either one.
Yep.
I guess the reason why I am able to not have a mess with a popsicle is because I actually finish it. That's Steve's problem. Like, Steve's probably one of those guys that actually literally sucks on it the whole time and never bites it.
Oh, I'll bite.